Yeah.
Yeah.
61 degrees in Malibu, the home of Neptune's Net, where Lori Petty first served Keanu Reeves.
What a glorious.
But luckily, Julie, he couldn't find an inn until he said, oh, wait, two dead parents? I can use that.
That's the hardest I laughed
pretty
in the whole
ruthless.
Movie.
That,
yeah.
When, knowing it's coming.
When
it's,
she comes into his bedroom and fires the gun at the pillow next to him.
I did not see that coming, I will say that.
And then says,
there's no paperwork to fill out for that, right?
Just be honest with me. Did your parents really die in a car crash?
I live in Columbus, Ohio.
Straight to the gun threat.
I'll admit, I lied in the beginning, but then it became more. We're reviewing the movie Point Break. By the way, A+.
Oh, yeah. Is that high enough?
Is where I will end. Yeah, whatever the highest thing you can do. A fantastic movie featuring Keanu Reeves and featuring Patrick Swayze. Really, Bodie is a guy we can all pattern our life around. Do we need to keep recapping the plot, or do you want to hear some fun audio? Where do you want to go here?
Play some audio.
Just hearing Bodie talk is pretty awesome. It's also just little drops are fun, too. Just like when Keanu first meets his girlfriend-to-be on the beach, and she kind of saves him, but then she goes and paddles out because she's got to do some surfing. He realizes he didn't introduce himself to her.
Hey! My name's Johnny Utah!
Who cares?
Aw. She didn't even care.
She's a tough one to crack.
But of course, once they did, you know, she starts partying with Keanu and Bodie. And now they're on the beach and they're playing beach football, as you will do on the beach at night. Well, he seemed to be pretty good, and he chased down Bodie, and he tackled him, and some of the other guys wanted to beat Bodie's ass for, beat up Special Agent Utah. Bodie would have none of it, because Bodie put two and two together right then.
Do you know who this is?
No, I don't know who this is.
This is Johnny Utah, Ohio State Buckeyes All-Conference, remember?
Number 9, man. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Man, I knew you. It was the Rose Bowl. 3 years ago, you beat SC, right?
You did this.
That was one hell of a game.
Yeah, but you got nuked in the last quarter or something.
Yeah, I got my knee folded back about 90 degrees the wrong way.
Whoa. That's why you never went pro?
2 years of surgery. Missed my window. Went through law school instead.
Law school? You're a lawyer? Wow. Well, life's not over yet, man. You're surfing.
Lawyers don't surf.
This one does.
That's right.
This one does.
I mean, so, learning about life through Bodie.
So this team of surfers, this tribe, if you will, that travel the world following the waves. They're only in Southern California for 4 months, but then it's off to Australia, maybe Fiji, Guam. Who knows where we're headed next? Wherever the waves take us. So they're up to speed with Big Ten all-conference teams, huh?
Just dialed in.
You were second team or first
team? You assumed
he
wasn't there in January, but he was.
Did you guys notice that Johnny Utah has a football helmet alarm clock next to his bed?
I did not notice that.
A Buckeye football helmet alarm clock. That was awesome.
See, that's the kind of depth that you don't get in just general movies.
Oh, yeah.
And depth is what Bodie is all about. And he also is teaching Johnny that surfing is not just about athleticism, right?
So you still haven't figured out what riding waves is all about, have you? It's a state of mind. That place where you lose yourself and you find yourself. You don't know it yet, but you got it. It's right there. I saw you with those guys. You're a pit bull. You didn't hesitate, and they didn't back you down an inch. And that is very rare in this world.
That's right, man.
Totally agree.
That's true.
I do. I think everything Bodie says is true.
You know Patrick Swayze? Fun fact.
Pretty cool.
They all had to learn to surf for this. Lori Petty had never even been in the ocean. Patrick Swayze broke like 4 or 5 ribs during the surfing, but refused to have a stuntman.
Yeah.
Because that's how Bodie so he is.
Hell yeah.
Same thing with the skydiving scenes.
Because they went out to surf at night. Do you remember when they went out to surf at night?
Kids and
out here, I'm going to die.
Just feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync, and charge with it. You don't need to see.
Yeah, right. Vision is highly overrated.
Yeah.
Highly overrated.
They went on to, now he actually got up on the wave, and they're both surfing together. He's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Woo! Yeah. But that was very Yoda, right? Why would Luke helmet on?
Yeah.
Why would you need to look? You just feel it. Feel it.
A night surf.
Surfing is very much being like a Jedi Knight.
Hi, tell me, in all the times we've been blessed to go to SoCal and be on the PCH, how many times did you think, someday, man, we're going to have a nice night fire by the beach? And maybe even some night football where we all take our Jeeps and turn the headlights into the ocean.
Here's what we got to do. We got to have some badass people there with us, because here's how badass the guys are they hang out with. Not only do they pour beer in their Cheerios to eat their breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're going to have a fire on the beach, and make no mistake about it, if you're hanging with Bodie's crew, you will have a fire on the beach.
Yeah.
All the time. But if you are. Now, here you got your pile of wood. What do I do? Do I get a match? Do I get a lighter? Here, I will need those things. Here, though, I have a thing of lighter fluid in my hand. Now, I could open it. There's a top. You pull the top open, or you unscrew it, and you pour it out. No. What they do is they stab a knife into the side of it. Did you notice that, Julie? The way to get the lighter fluid onto your fire is I stab a knife into my lighter fluid, and then I hold it over and I squeeze it, and there's lighter fluid all over the place.
Everybody knows this. And then to tend the fire, you pretty much just kind of lay with one leg in the fire and just kick the wood around.
I didn't get that totally.
Spit a little beer on it every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
More Bodie wisdom. After they did discover that he is an FBI agent, they're arguing in the van. But Bodie has an interesting argument back to Johnny Utah.
Bodie, this is your f***ing wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
I know, man. Isn't it wild?
But you know, that's what makes it great, Johnny. We can exist on a different plane. We can make our own rules. Why be a servant to the law when you can be its master?
F***ing A. I love this f***ing job.
That's right. Of course, then they make him take part in a bank robbery. It all goes wrong as Bodie doesn't follow his own rules for being in the bank.
Why'd you go to the safe, man?
It's weird, man.
You don't
it's
have
really
time.
Weird.
Just hit the cash drawers. We're out of here.
Then
90 seconds are left, Jake.
Then, of course, they went up to skydive. Utah jumped out of the plane without a chute so he could go to Bodie.
You remember...
They crashed to the ground together.
What was the show on the Discovery Channel where they tested to see if this was real?
Mythbusters.
And they proved you could do this. You do fly faster if you make yourself a bullet and you could catch somebody who's just regular skydiving. Now, can you hold on to them when they pull their chute and they get yanked back up into the sky? Are your arms going to be able to hold on well enough?
Are you a former Heisman Trophy winner?
Absolutely not. Didn't go to law school. None of that.
Who could dive under the water and find bricks while blindfolded? Then Utah, of course, meets Bodie at Bell's Beach at the very end, because that's where Bodie was looking for the 50-year wave.
Storm.
And then Bodie has him captured. Other FBI agents closing in. He had handcuffed himself to Bodie. Excuse me, Utah has Bodie captured. They handcuffed together. Bodie, though, talks him out of it. Talks him out of, says, you know, the wave, look at it, bro. And actually, Utah then decided, yes, I forgot. In the end, we are in love. I've been chasing him and using government money for the past year. Searched every city in Mexico. Finally found you here. But
a dead piece of meat in Fiji.
I will let you go. And then, in fact, after talking to Bodie there, decided he's kind of right, and he threw his badge into the ocean. He's not for this life. He's actually more into surfing. And movie ended.
Amen.
And
I'm not going to paddle New Zealand.
All lives changed.
So where did
and
he...
this wasn't the end of the movie, but this is what you think.
Yo, Johnny! I'll see you in the next life!
And then it's kind of like Inception, too. Is it still spinning? Did it fall? Is Bodhi alive somewhere?
My question is, where did Johnny have to go that he can't watch Bodhi complete his...
Like, just see? Does he wash ashore?
Yeah,
like
he walks away and flips his badge. Everyone else has got binoculars on Bodhi to see what happens. Where do you have to go? You're in freaking Australia, man. Yeah, your plane doesn't leave till tomorrow.
No.
Part of my life
going
is over.
Going to find his woman.
I'm done. I'm moving.
By the way, great job by Anthony Kiedis, by the way. Thought he was awesome.
They were all awesome. Everybody was awesome.
Friend of Warchild.
Everybody was awesome. Quadruple plus.
Back off, Warchild. Seriously.
Thank you, Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, for making this dream a reality for us. And good time was had by all.
Like, Warchild wasn't sure if he was serious, you know? He had to say, seriously. Back off.
61 degrees in Malibu.